The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast.
The Cardassian Podcast. Listen if you want to.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cardassian Podcast, episode 91.
Yeah, we're almost at 100.
So glad to be here, as always.
Yes, we are. And yes, we're going to hit 100. And I do have a suggestion for 100 that involves some of you. And I think it might work out. But anyway, we're going to get into the first segment. But how are we feeling today? You too.
All we need is a drop of blood from you guys for the 100th episode.
That is not what I had in mind.
That's all I'll say. That's how we're going to start. And
no.
I thought
going to be in on your glow tactics.
Who says that has to do with, we're not Sim Kesha
with like fans' teeth necklaces around our neck. No, we're not going to do that. It's nothing like that. You can keep your DNA. You can keep your blood. It's not going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. Just for day one.
Okay. Anyway, so how are you two?
I'm doing great.
I'm feeling
91. It's a very special number.
Wow, Courtney. It's an odd number. So I guess that's why you would like it.
It's not an odd number.
Because you're the odd one out.
Is it a prime number?
I don't know.
I mean, is
it? Make me do math.
Is it associated with Sim Amazon? I don't think so.
Is a prime like it can't be rounded or some
Or like a prime rib?
Yeah.
I'm not, that doesn't make me hungry because I don't like prime rib. But anyway, I guess that's how you two are doing. Great. Personally, I'm doing great too. I had my morning coffee. I got my coffee early so I'd be ready to go. And I'm feeling good. I got a little exercise and I'm feeling good. I hope all you are feeling good, whatever you're doing. So I'm ready to go, feeling good. Okay. So we're going to start off by always mentioning, grab merch at shopsimgm.com.
I have a question. Why do people drink coffee in the morning? Shouldn't you drink it when you need an energy boost? But if you just woke up, shouldn't you have energy?
Some do. Like, what are you getting at?
Well,
like,
when you wake up, sometimes you're still tired.
Why? You just slept.
Not if you only got like 3 hours or
something.
Then
that's you. Why are you sleeping?
Are you judging
only three
people
hours?
Who need a little yes. boost? Are you judging people who need a little boost in the morning?
Yeah, because your boost, you should have already gotten it.
Some people have to get up and work, Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
I get off my ass and I work every single day, okay? Yeah. And I don't need coffee right at the beginning of the morning.
You're the chosen one, aren't you? You don't need coffee
in the morning. I'm just a very
just
successful...
you don't need it doesn't mean other people in the world don't.
Exactly.
If you've already slept, there's your energy boost. And then when you're... when you start to go down, then that's why I'm going to be introducing the Glow 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 coffee.
No.
And I mean, it's something we started before, but I think we're going to finish it up soon. And it's going to be an afternoon coffee.
What, it makes
start
you sleep
to hit
in?
That.
And it doesn't give you any energy. It does the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do.
Does something happen if you drink it after midnight?
You have to have it. I mean, some creatures might pop out of your back if water hits you.
Maybe some dumbass will buy it. All right. So
we're going to sell out. I know we will.
Anyway, let's talk about something that's actually good. Someone made a custom sweatshirt and it's so cute.
Cool.
It has their little doggies on it. It's from, was it Sunny Glow?
Yeah, Sunny Glow.
Sunny Glow.
I love that name.
And it has a little Easter egg on it with a text that says, "So watermelon" on it.
Yeah, it says Ash and Ozzy, so watermelon. So shout out to Ash and Ozzy.
Yeah.
Nice custom work.
I love it. We love
it
people giving.
It was a
giving.
Gift to them.
We love people giving in the holidays or whatever it was for. Love that. Okay. So moving on, you left your questions and comments for us at simgmproductions.com/podcast.
Oh my God, you said that at a
responding.
Good pace.
I know someone isn't questioning or
was,
giving me
I
feedback on how I read
you. Oh
something.
My God.
Why don't you just let it go, Kim?
I can't compliment
just
my
like
baby
we've been
sister.
Letting your segment go when you
exactly.
talk weird.
We try.
What are you? I
anyway,
so
simgmproductions.com/podcast. And now we're responding. Okay. Interesting name. Maybe it's a normal name, but I don't know how to pronounce it. And we love that here.
Reviel.
Reviel. Yeah.
Eugenio.
Ravioli. Ravioli. Okay.
Eugenio.
No. All right.
Eugenio.
I love that.
Eugenio.
We love you, R.E. Okay. Hello. Hello, Kardashian sisters. My favorite is the true fighter and survivor, Chloe. Oh, my God. Thank you, Ravioli, R.E. Next is Courtney, of course. Who's the last one? I forgot your name, but I know that you are the bankrupt one. This is for the bankrupt sister. So listen up, Kim.
I have filed bankruptcy this year.
Kim, this question's for you, so be quiet and listen. I recently purchased your glow product, which is the glotion. Interesting. It was really nice on the skin, but...
You're welcome.
Wow, I actually had something nice for a second. But after 36 minutes...
36 minutes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Not 35, 36. My skin... It's an even number. My skin turned into stone. Now I can't move. How are you typing this? Been like this for 6 days now. Not five, 6 days. Yeah. I just asked Sim Siri to write this message. I hope you rot in hell, bankrupt one. I'll come back for you, you stupid bitch. Oh, so that's why some of the writing
is
weird.
Yeah, that's why there's, yeah.
That is good attention to detail. Anyway, Kim.
You know what? Reviel.
What do you want to say about turning, like, you know, not Medusa, like this Medusa lotion?
Yeah, this is different. This is a big one.
Medusa lotion.
Let me just say this. I know there's some confusion. I know you're scared, but you're going to
They can't move, bitch. Yes, they're scared.
R.E. is going to be thanking me in one day.
Why?
What? Are you about to tell me? Don't tell me that this is designed to do this. If you tell me that
glotion, oh my God, glotion is meant to cover your skin. You're going to feel great
for 36 minutes.
It's really, yeah. And then when that 37 minute hits, that's when it happens.
You turn to stone?
You turn to stone, okay.
Yes. And then on day seven, you crack out of your shell and you have a brand new skin.
Really?
It's like volcano.
Is that in the directions?
You know how diamonds are actually in
rocks?
I'm sure
it is in the directions.
It is. It's at the bottom of page 72.
Yeah, if you're an ant, you could probably read it.
If they had just read it with their magnifying glass, they would have seen day seven is when your world changes. Now, to break out of the stone, you will need to purchase a glow axe and pick. But after that...
Are you serious?
They have to buy accessories for this?
Yeah,
you designed it so that people are required... How much?
Well, it's a group activity, first of all. So
how
you need somebody there to do it.
For the axe and pick, bitch.
It is... Oh, my God. It's at an affordable $1,000.
Oh. That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, that is not... See, I'm trying to be reasonable with this. Are there refunds?
The price
no.
is reasonable.
The axe is $1,000 and then the pick is
It should
also
come.
1,000.
Let's
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah.
That's an affordable price.
They're sold separately. You do have to get those two things, but they're sold separately.
That's an affordable price, but it should yes. come with the lotion.
No.
As a matter of fact, the lotion didn't exist. What am I saying?
Chloe, when you bought a toy, did it always come with the batteries? No, you had to buy that separately.
All I know is
items are sold separately.
You know what? On action figures and all those little toys and dollies, they had a little hazardous sign saying choke hazard, even on a toy. So if that has a little warning, how come your
Which
lotion...
never made any sense because toys can't come to life and choke you. But
Shut
the thing about glotion is... it is revolutionary because it kind of makes you feel like a mummy a little bit.
Okay, what is this new? Like, how do you feel new after you come out of your shell? Like, what is
your
this
skin
new?
Is rejuvenated. It's brand new. You have the skin of a 2-week-year-old baby.
But I'm sure it's hard to breathe, so they might break out and be dead.
Yeah. I mean, this person is lucky.
It's a 50% chance of living,
right?
No,
it's 100% chance you're gonna have beautiful skin.
Alive.
No matter what.
Alive. Kim. Kim.
Your skin will be so alive.
Oh.
With nutrients, rich oils.
First of all, skin is usually already, like, dead halfway, so, like, that doesn't even make sense.
We get rid of that. No more shedding. That's the beautiful thing about Glotion is also you won't sweat anymore.
You won't do anything anymore.
Which is completely healthy.
Great. We're going to move on.
And it's, well, the good news is all sourced from the Himalayas, so that's how you know.
The good news is, Ari, if you're still with us, and if you are able to listen to this podcast, I don't know if Siri can, like, play it for you. Listen, you're going to be okay.
You should tell Siri to call the ambulance.
Yes, but I don't know what
they
can do.
You won't have to if it's day 7.
They're going to try to put the oxygen on their face and it's just going to break because it's stone.
All you need is a friend or family member, neighbor, and
not everybody has that.
What do you mean? Like,
and you're just reminding them that they have no family on the holiday.
Why
would
you purchase this item then? It says strictly on it.
What happens when the battery runs out on their phone and they can't even use Siri? Yeah, that's right.
Charge
We're
your
moving.
Phone.
How charge are they going to charge it? They can't
it's
move.
It's called a
bitch.
Wireless charger. Oh my God.
I don't think anybody has a battery that can last for 6 days.
Yeah.
I like how RE wrote to us instead of calling the police because they know.
Take
you
this
don't
product.
Need emergency services for something that's going to enrichen your
don't
life.
Don't worry. Okay. This is going to be discontinued very soon. Anyway, I'm so sorry. But once again, honey, I don't know why you're buying these products when we're telling you
because
not
they
to
work.
Use them. I hope those 36 minutes were worth it.
It works all right, but not in their benefit.
And let us
for
know how your skin looks
minutes,
after. If you
they
can
got to see what, that's why it's like a preview of what your skin's going to be like.
Why couldn't you
if
create
you change
something?
Your mind, if you change your mind, it's like a, you know, how Sim Amazon does that. Try before you buy, and you could like order clothes, try them on, send them back. You have 35 minutes to wash it off.
Great.
You have to make sure that the water is at least at 82 degrees.
Wow.
In the shower. You have 35 minutes. Like, that's, we give you, it's like a smell sample.
Well,
so,
your skin will look great for your casket.
Your skin's going to look great when in alive, and you're going to love it.
Can you even, like, put, like, some lotions where you test it out, you just do a little bit on the wrist? Can you do that? Or will you, like, automatically get a shell no matter what?
Well, if you're going to test it like on your wrist, you have to be prepared
for
beautiful skin.
So you could put a dot on this and no matter what. Okay,
oh, you
whatever.
Have to. No, wherever it touches, you have 35 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Your whole 36. Body will be. That's wow. The good thing is that way the bottle could last a little bit longer. You don't need to rub it everywhere. Just one little spot. And your whole body will be encased.
Okay, moving on. I will make sure that is discontinued. And we will try to send you a wellness check. That's the best we can do. And I'll send you a little booty pop juice so that you can drink that and get some energy. Because I know you're going to be hungry.
Yeah, we'll do a wellness check. And they're going to check and see that skin is looking very well.
I hope you have family around. Oh. Happy holidays. Anyway, moving on to the next one. Moving on to Clay Sim Jenner. Okay.
Clay Sim, are you our sibling?
I think they're just a fan or something.
Clay Sim.
Hello, beautiful sisters, Chloe and Courtney. They spelled your name interesting.
With a knee.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. Yeah.
Like your, like the body part knee.
Yeah. I recently bought a glow car by Kim.
That says glow, glow, go.
It says glow glow go car by I think you got a rip off, honey. Car by Kim, and the car was nice at first for a week. What are all these nice for a little bit things? Only like this is like the this is like knockoff city. So now she's changing things up, Courtney. She's making it nice for a little bit to fool people to give a good review.
Well, this might be somebody imitating glow glow glow, because glow 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 has a W.
Let's be honest, it's probably a typo. All right,
it could be.
Yeah, probably.
Car was nice for a week.
Only I thought you did talk about having a car, Kim.
I mean, everything is always in the works.
Only downside was this annoying ass car assistant called Kim Voice Assistant. And I asked for nearby directions to a fighter and survivor class, and she took me to her warehouse instead. I yelled at the assistant, and it was crying in this ugly tone. Why? Don't yell at me. Then I tried to ask it to take me home, and it popped up with the self-driving feature, so I turned it on, and the car took me to Pluto. I asked the assistant how we got here, and she said the car was running on a glow, glow, glow nail glue, and the fumes from that was enough to get me to Pluto. Help, now I'm stuck here, and I have no contact to anyone besides the assistant, ugly crying to me. Hashtag glow, 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 no. Hashtag dead on Pluto. Hashtag running out of oxygen. Hashtag suing Kim. So now you're tormenting people with your voice with AI.
Well, that's the thing.
Even though we're already artificial intelligent. That's not the point.
But there's like a new thing that's going around for
this
Sims.
This is like an overdose of it, though.
Listen, Pluto,
so they can confirm that Pluto is a real planet.
There are certain trigger words I've been told, because this is only the beginning. We're just getting started, and you know what?
This is not a Sim TED talk.
Well, it's
talking
a car,
about your accomplishments, bitch.
When you start a car company, and I do run a lot of businesses, I can't always be hands on. So I said, okay, just use my voice. But there are some trigger words that I don't want the customer to say.
And it caused the car to go haywire.
Where it goes, I don't know. It looks like this one went somewhere to Europe with Pluto, but with certain words, fighter and survivor, no, like things like that. These have nothing to do with you guys.
They were trying to go to a fighter and survivor class.
Are there classes for that?
Listen, I'm always, you know, trying new things.
Yeah, that's new, Chloe.
Not that it has anything to do with me. But listen, they're just trying to, you know, survive, and they're on their way to survival class. And listen, you took them to Pluto.
I refuse to be blackmailed. Okay, so I'm losing advertisers. Fine, but they can go f*** themselves. Like, you know, and I'm not.
You're
I
running
refuse.
A car
I'm not
company,
being
Kim.
Blackmailed.
You're running a car company. This is a business, and your business is going downhill. And you're telling your advertisers to go f*** themselves.
It's connected
to my mother company called K. So we're working out.
It wasn't always called K, and you know that.
No, it wasn't. It was called Bluebird, but we had to make some changes, and I don't know. You know, it's a separate thing from me. You can't connect these things to me.
Your company name is just on it. That's all.
I just fired the CEO, so we're gonna change
some
things.
You fired yourself.
Well, I had somebody else running it, but
K.
I think I'm gonna run it now.
Oh, great. That'll go great, Kim. Because we see how much success you've had.
I hope you enjoy Europe, you know. Find yourself a nice...
They're in space, bitch. It's not Europe.
Yeah, it's space. You sent them to space.
Oh, my God.
And somehow they are surviving. So, honey, I don't think you needed that class. And yeah, if you're going to be running that company, that'll certainly be a company that's being run by the same glue that's holding your car together. It's going to be shit.
Nail glue is very strong. It's like bamboo.
Anyway, moving on. I'm so sorry. But I'm glad you had a good week. Anybody who's buying Global Glow products, if you're having great success for a week, do not fall for it. Matter of fact, if you're buying these products in the first place, I'm gonna start blaming you at this point. I'm sorry.
Kim only allows you to return it after 3 days, so it's gonna be fine for three hours.
Gotta get that right.
This is the only thing. Once you drive it off the lot, the time starts from the time you sign the papers. And that process, as you know, when you buy a car,
it's about an hour and a half.
It's about 2.5 hours. And then you got to drive home. You know, you have that time to really think about it.
It's a guarantee of no return.
You have to really think about it. Depends on how fast you are at signing those papers.
Well, as they're driving, they're probably having fumes from the nail glue ruin their, like, getting them distorted and, like, not knowing what they're thinking.
Nail glue can be breathed in. It can be, you could be in the room with it. You're just fine with it.
Some of them might even get knocked out in the car and then they wake up and they're on Pluto.
Well, that's why we're working on the self-driving vehicles.
And to have your voice in there is just disturbing.
Yeah, that's
honestly
horrible.
I think that's it's
when
soothing.
That's worse than when Courtney was the new
turn
Harry.
Left here. That's a little preview.
Oh God. Anyway, moving on. Once again, my condolences.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now we're gonna be moving on to Noah Vail, and that's the person's name. Avail.
Avail.
I thought that was a pretty good
Avail.
Transition.
Ava L.
From that tragic story. Stories. Hello to the only Cardassians worthy of respect, Courtney and Chloe. Good start.
Oh, they misspelled.
No, they didn't misspell anything.
Yeah, no,
Shut
they
up.
Did not mean to put Chloe. I know that.
I am here to talk about the Glow, Glow, Glow tour by Kim. She tried to hold a concert like Taylor Swift. But of course, no one showed up. Is that where you were last week?
It was more of a rally.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, and no one was there?
And I mean, let's just hear the story. Let's hear this. I'm sure this fabrication.
Being the queen of scammers, Kim used AI to use Chloe and Courtney's voices to promote her concert. Yeah, it's definitely AI.
You bitch.
We would never.
I'm not in control of who you guys sign your voices away to.
We didn't do that. That was our other sister who did that.
You signed so many contracts, Chloe. You don't know what you're signing.
I didn't.
You stole our voices. I'm going to sue you now, Kim.
Exactly.
Try.
Because everyone loves them and hates Kim, thousands of Sims showed up at the concert, including me. So you used us. You bitch.
That's how she got people to go.
Yeah.
Most of the advertising was strictly me. Again, I leave that to an advertising firm.
Two
can go themselves.
If they're going to turn on me, yeah.
To our horror, Kim came on stage with her workers and started throwing glow, glow, glow at everyone. Everyone was screaming and turning into cockroaches. Here we go. I barely escaped. I already called the authorities. Kim, why do you keep ruining Sims' lives and sabotaging Courtney and Chloe's reputation? You were never watermelon.
First of all,
there's a cure for all you little cockroaches out there. There is a cure.
You'll be okay.
So, unless she did something different. Now, Kim, what is this?
You know, there's a lot of what's called group hallucination, where they think they saw something and it just did not happen. Yes.
Who are you? Houdini?
There was a rally, and yes, it was supposed to be a tour, and we had to stop the tour after this date, not because of what happened there, but because, you know, I got a little bit fatigued. I am a very, for medical reasons, and we tossed out.
Okay. I think they turned against you.
We tossed out glow, glow, glow t-shirts, perfume, anti-cream. And that's something new that we have, glow, glow, glow anti-cream.
Apparently, people turned into cockroaches.
That is so false. Now, the venue we were at,
Welcome to the army, my babies. Welcome to the Chloe.
I told them, I was like, this venue better be clean. I better not see one cockroach. And here we are. That venue is definitely getting sued. There were so many cockroaches already there before I even started. Right.
That is such BS.
I was appalled. And so I was like, you know what? Never again.
As the queen of
my
cockroaches.
My fans deserve better than this.
No, these are my fans because you turned them into cockroaches. First thing I'm going to do after this podcast is I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to go there and I'm saying, quiet, huh? Follow me. And I'm going to send them to the Booty Booty Pop Juice Factory where they can get the cure.
Why would you say quiet all?
So that they stop scurrying around because they're in panic mode.
Oh, yeah. They can't talk. So
they can't talk, but you know good and well cockroaches communicate with each other. Oh, you wouldn't know this. I'm the queen of cockroaches. So.
Oh, my God.
And I speak their language.
They might have seen some cockroaches and got confused. There was one person who got hit in the head when I had tossed out a glow, glow, glow rock. But they're fine. They're recovering.
I'm trying to make rocks happen, okay?
Well, I made it for Kylie. Completely ripped that off of me.
No, Kylie had the good idea.
She's innovative.
Yeah,
she completely ripped it off of me after I had made one after her. You guys don't understand how this works, how the business loop works.
Mm.
I had tossed one out. That person is just fine. All their expenses were paid by their insurance, I'm sure. And wow. They're fine. That was the only incident. And this might have been the fan.
No, I think that once
and
again.
And when you get hit in the head, you
I
see
things.
I think
that once again. You wanted to get our fans there knowing good and well that you were going to fool them with our AI and you were going to try to ruin our businesses by getting rid of our customers
and
our fans. I think that's what happened. What you didn't bet on, honey, is that I am the queen of cockroaches and I can control them. I'm going to send them all to the factory to get them cured. Period.
And in the meantime, they can use my no shelter box.
Yes, they can because it has been proven to help. I'm going to ask them all to head to the boxes. We're going to lift these boxes up and we're going to take them to the Booty Booty Pop Juice. So that is more business for us. Matter of fact, Courtney, we can actually use that one box that teleports people to that facility.
No.
We can use that. We can have the cockroaches go in the box and bam.
Used, yeah.
That is so illegal.
We're going to move.
That box is illegal.
We're trying to fix a problem that you started, bitch. And you're trying to talk about things being illegal.
I've never once done.
You know what, Kim? At some point, I'm just going to go to the police. I'm just going to go to the police and report my own sister. I've had it up to here. But we can't because we have this podcast. So.
That's so watermelon.
Welcome to segment two, That's So Watermelon, where we're given five random topics and we decide if each thing is so watermelon or so not watermelon.
Wow, you actually said it terrible as you always
the
do.
The same way I always say I don't change my tone.
We're going to do it.
I
did it this time because she has something to say.
You
when
are
I was
so
saying my
bitter,
segment.
Chloe. You might Love as it. Well be a bitter candy that you can eat.
Sounds like a glow, glow, glow candy.
That's a good. I'm going to write that down.
No.
Let me write that.
If you want it to be bitter, aim for it to be sweet.
Or it can be like those candies that you see where it's like, oh, it says it's sweet, and then you bite into it, and then it's sour, and then it switches back to sweet.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, that already exists.
Yeah, it's meant to be that way, while yours is... Whatever. Go on,
I don't
on,
think
please.
It does. I don't
please
think
just
it does.
Go on, please.
First topic, buy now, pay later plans. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
I've never had to do that.
Yeah, I don't get that.
But I guess some people, I mean, I know it's weird, like, because I've seen that before.
Wait,
I get,
are they like, when
I've seen
they,
payment plans, but
like,
I.
When they do that, are they like stealing it?
I don't know. I've just seen that on some websites where it says buy now, pay later. I'm just like, that, but they have something separate for payment plans. So it's not even a payment. Like, it's weird.
That means you're like doing something illegal, because it sounds to me like the person is stealing it.
Buying something and then not paying for it?
I don't understand it. Like,
during the now.
Do you pay part of it?
I've always been curious about that, but I never understood. Like, I guess, like I said, I get payment plans, but pay later is separate. So, like, what the hell? Like, are you buying something and then the person's just like, okay, we're going to hold it, but if they don't send the payment, we're going to put it back on stock.
Or do you get the thing and then you're like, I'm going to pay later?
Is that like a layaway? Like a layaway? But you have to pay for layaway, I thought.
I've heard of layaway.
I thought layaway was like when you go to sleep.
I thought that for the longest, and then one of my assistants told me, is like, no, it's when you put something aside. I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
So you like do that for group? Is that for people who are only making like $500,000 a year?
Maybe because
that's like the poverty level, I think.
Yeah, really low.
Like really low income, like $500,000.
I'm gonna say still not watermelon because it just sounds so sketch.
Yeah, it sounds. I don't think it exists, honestly.
It does, but I just don't understand. Yeah, like because you go on websites and it says pay later. And I'm just like, pay later. What is this?
Maybe that's a payment. Maybe that's like a PayPal. It's called pay later though, but you're actually paying right now.
I thought PayPal, someone was like your friend.
Yeah.
And they pay for it for you.
That'd be nice, but I'm not going to be that friend.
No.
So, yeah. It's so not watermelon all around. The whole thing just seems like pay now. Okay. Or do a payment plan or something.
Sounds like a scam.
Yeah, I think it is a scam.
Yeah.
So not watermelon.
Next topic. Celebrity mobile games. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
So not watermelon, I have to say.
I think they're so watermelon. Like,
why?
You know.
Because you had one?
Well, yeah. I opened the door. Think about it. There were no celebrities in games at all until I did this.
Listen, the only thing that you like introduced was like a different like engine, like game engine that uses it, and then like other people used it, but like that died out pretty soon.
I'm all about what I did was innovation.
Okay. Mobile games in general are just like so not
addictive.
Watermelon to me. No, I think they're so not watermelon. Some people like them, I don't.
If you have
it could
the,
be fun sometimes.
Even
I'm
the mobile
be doing a mobile game.
Well, you did, Courtney.
The only mobile games that I like they can't, like, okay, yes, I get it. Some of them can be fun if they're done well. But certain mobile games, like, with, like, their ads and stuff just don't make sense. So
yeah. It was so little work I had to do. They were like, do this. And I was like, okay. And I had, like, three lines to say. Good job. Hi.
You're the best.
Yeah. Very easy. I was done in 20 minutes.
But we're not talking about any kind of mobile games that can be fun, like, you know, the Candy Crushes and stuff like that. We're talking about celebrity mobile games. And I think you started something that could have been great, but then other people, like, just, like, no.
Yeah. Like, if Taylor were to make a mobile game,
it would probably be the top-selling mobile game
of all time. It wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Sure, they would buy, but would people play it? No.
The whole point is to make money.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, destroy snake emojis or something? Plaster snake emojis on somebody's post when they're just trying to live?
Yeah, I think that sounds funner than, you know, clicking on pigeons and then they turn into money.
I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying snake emojis have anything to do with me.
I notice Kim is always giving an example when it comes to Taylor. Always just, you know, saying like, I'm not saying this.
Snakes are always involved.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I have a vivid, creativity.
Uh-huh. How's that Kim version going of Jam, by the way?
It's still in the works.
Yeah, these kind of things take time.
It's one song. I don't think you're gonna do it.
Yeah, you don't have an album.
The Kim's versions, the KVs, are going to absolutely sell out and might break some records of other people who might be like redoing their albums or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of celebrities, a lot just of singers doing that.
Right, because you're just giving an example, right?
I'm just saying there's a lot of singers out there redoing their albums.
Okay. Anyway, celebrity mobile games, so not watermelon. Unless you're a sponsor.
They're watermelon.
They're so, thank you, Courtney. They're so watermelon.
Not yours.
Next topic, natural beauty. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
They are so watermelon, and if you need to go to the dentist, no one's judging you. You could still do
that.
You can naturally go to the dentist.
If you go to the dentist, you are really, everything is natural because it comes from you.
Yeah, from within, and within is the beauty, and we're just etching
out
that beauty.
I'm naturally going to the dentist. I'm naturally doing this.
You guys are really talking up the dentist.
Yeah, the dentist is important.
It's natural to do something, so therefore, how is it not natural beauty?
Exactly.
Natural is you're born with the...
I was born with the knowledge that, hey, I can go to the dentist, and this is so natural for me.
It's natural for me to think this, therefore, it's natural beauty.
Exactly. And if I want to naturally use a couple of little filters on, you know, Simstagram, well, then that's natural. No, it's natural.
Some go a little overboard, and I don't know it's you.
Yeah,
but
some do go overboard. It's not me. And you does go overboard.
Yeah, I does go over. Who?
You said you.
No, yeah, you.
Yeah, you as in the name, you, but not, you know.
No, we don't know anybody named you.
Yes, we do.
Who?
The person who overuses filters isn't me. So anyway, but yeah, and if you do that, that's natural. There's nothing wrong with it. It's natural, and it's
natural
a natural
for
beauty.
Your finger too.
You want to lie to the world, yeah.
Yeah, if you is doing
sometimes
that, that's
on
them.
Sometimes people are natural liars.
Yeah, they are, Kim.
Yeah, they are.
They certainly are.
Yeah, like just an example, not me.
Okay, anyway. Natural beauty is so watermelon, and you can naturally go to the dentist, naturally use some filters, and naturally.
You can naturally.
About natural beauty, so it's so watermelon.
Everything comes naturally.
It comes naturally, yeah.
No.
Naturally.
I'm talking about having a good look.
Everything
like
comes
your
naturally.
Features and everything.
I'm every woman, and it comes naturally.
Yes. Everything comes naturally when you're with me.
It's all in me.
Everything comes naturally when you're with me, baby. Everything comes naturally. Baby.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
So watermelon, because this topic just hits home for me.
We are all natural beauties.
Yes, we are.
Not every woman.
Next topic, crickets. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
The mobile device or the...
Is that the game you hit with like a stick? A ball and a stick, and you're on a horse?
No, that's just cricket.
This is what Kim heard at her rally when she didn't have our AI voices. So
I just don't. I think
there's a lot of those before there were cockroaches.
I think crickets can be. I think they're animals that are insects.
Insects. Let's go with insects.
I think they're animals that don't like. They don't like awkward silence, so they make noise. But notice when there's noise, they don't make any noise. I think they're creatures that like are like, oh my God, this is so awkward and cringe. Yeah, let me just make some noise. We treat that as like, oh, you're so bad, there's crickets. But really, crickets just are trying to help you.
They try to help, but I honestly like them because I feel like they're trolls. Because the whole time, they're just, like, waiting for the moment. It's like, oh, they just told a bad joke. Let me rub these together. And then they make the noise.
What do they rub together?
Their little palms.
Is it like
they rub their legs together.
Is it their legs or their
For
palms?
Them, that is their palms.
How?
That's kind of cool. Like, they have a violin on their
built
legs.
Built into their body.
Yeah, built in to be trolls. I love that. They're, like, little, like, Kim tells a joke, nobody laughs. And then they just It's like, oh, here's my moment, and they rub it together.
Yeah. No, crickets, I think I'm pretty crickets sure it's really, the crickets opposite, are really and they're good trying luck. To help you out. That's why a lot of them were helping me out at the very first beta rally.
It wasn't
did.
A beta. It was the
it
rally.
Was a beta because concert. We didn't. Not everybody knew the directions to get there. That happened, so everybody got lost.
They what? Must have used the glow car.
Exactly, the go car, or maybe your instructions to get there were super tiny. Just like your directions and your products.
Those aren't tiny if you have the right instrument to view them.
Great. Anyway,
there's only so much we can fit on a piece of paper or books, Chloe.
Crickets
like.
Are so watermelon. They're little trolls, and I love it.
They're so watermelon because they're nice, and they're filling that silence for you.
Or they let you know when you need to get off the stage.
Yeah.
True.
Last topic, your comment doesn't get picked in the podcast. So watermelon or so not watermelon?
Who did someone write
ironically,
this in?
Yeah,
someone write this in?
Ironically, wrote, your mm-hmm. comment just got picked.
Yeah, whoever wrote this in, I think this is somebody who's bitter. And listen, honey, so many people are writing in. We're super, super popular. So, like, we try our best to, you know, pick people. And here you are. This is a
yeah,
really good
you
comment.
Made it.
There you go.
Like,
you
if you give
it.
Us something good, then we pick it. That's how it goes, you know?
Or we just sometimes the good, there's so many good ones that it's hard to pick.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But we love every single comment that comes in. We're not
yeah, we
purposely
do.
Ignoring certain people, but you just got picked.
Yeah, you just got picked.
And I want you to leave a comment if you're on YouTube. I want you to leave a comment saying that was me. And if I see three of them, you're fucking lying.
Yeah, exactly. And we won't. And if you do that, we won't know who is this who.
Yeah. So don't be a liar.
Your comment got picked, but. We're not saying your name.
Yeah, exactly. But just know that right. we see you.
Yeah, I want you to say
is this
exactly
you from
that
before
was...
that we were talking about you.
No,
no,
up.
Because that was you.
Yeah, it was you,
Khloe Kardashian.
That is my name, and you is another name. And I think we have a you listener. This person who sent in this comment could be you, or it could even be you.
There is no you. Bitch.
No you.
I'm done.
You're done because you can't accept that there's someone named you?
Which you? Because you just said you, Chloe. So which you?
Exactly, which you? There's
no,
so many yous
it's
out
you.
There.
I'm saying Y-O-U.
See, this is what we were just talking about. Like, we won't know. Like, three yous could say, like, that was me, and they're all named you. How are we supposed to know which you? Exactly. That's my point. Stay on it, my God.
There's no point here.
There, you have 0 points.
There is no point. There's just
you're
a
literally
you.
Negative right now. That's not, how little points you
and
have.
And listen, not everything's about you.
Shut up, Chloe.
There are other yous.
Shut the
oh my God.
Up, Chloe.
You shut the f- up.
Which
you? Know
you?
What? You know what? If you wrote in a comment, I wouldn't pick it, bitch.
No, because someone else does the picking.
Yeah, you.
Of course you wouldn't pick you's comment, but you would pick my comment.
My assistant you would pick
you
this
don't
comment.
Have an assistant you, bitch.
Yes, I do. And how would you know? Because you knows everything. That's how he would know. Anyway, moving on from you
I don't
to this
want
comment.
You to speak ever again.
Fine, I'll leave and watch the ratings go down, honey.
They'll go up.
It'll just be an advertisement for Glow, 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 and then you'll have no listeners because they'll all be dead. Anyway, so it's so not watermelon. Like, we love you all. We love all the yous out there.
Stop.
What the f***?
We love all of our listeners.
We love all of the listeners.
And this time I'm talking about Y-O-U, okay?
So it's so not watermelon if your comment doesn't get picked, but...
But know no. that you are watermelon.
Yes, you are.
You're watermelon every time you leave a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time you listen.
And if you do listen, we owe you, okay? That's why we'll owe you.
stop.
What?
I said that's why we'll owe you.
Owe them what?
A comment. Like if they wrote in, you wrote in, we would read it. And that's why
we
would
we
owe
them?
You. Why owe you?
What? Why? How would we owe
you
them?
You just don't get it. You just don't get it. And we're moving on.
He's spelling it.
Why?
Well, I'm not spelling it. It's why I owe you.
Who's
the
smartest?
Me.
Me. So for segment three today, it's going to be different. We're just going to try it out.
Going off of a listener suggestion. So if you like it, let us know. Or if you want us to go back.
Your feedback matters.
Yeah.
For this segment, it'll be who's the smartest, but we're given three random riddles we don't know. And we try to guess what they mean.
Exactly.
Okay, so whoever guesses the closest is the smartest for these riddles.
Yes.
Okay, first one. What's the easiest way to double your money?
I don't know.
You would stack it on top of the other money that would double it?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I add it together? I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The answer is put it in front of a mirror.
I love that.
Wow.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
That feels like a joke than it does a riddle.
Next one. A man shaves several times a day, yet he still has a beard. Who is this man?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say Santa Claus.
He shaves several times, yet he still has a beard.
Yeah, it comes back.
What if it's a man that is wearing a fake beard?
So the answer is he's a barber.
Oh, that's clever.
Wow, that
makes
sense.
Better.
Right. It cannot be seen. Whenever it's there, it fills up the room. It's much like air. It cannot be touched. There's nothing to hear. It is quite harmless. There's nothing to fear.
I feel like that's just talking about like light. Like light fills up a room. It's like air. You can't touch light unless you're touching a light bulb. You can't hear it.
But it cannot be seen. You could see light.
I'm going to say nothing. Literally nothing. It is nothing. That's my guess. Because you can't see it,
wait,
you can't hear
wait.
It.
Wait, I just had a revelation. What if it's silence?
Possibly.
The sound of silence.
Yeah. You can't hear it and it's harmless. And it can fill up a room.
Yeah, like your rally.
Maybe a silent fart.
But you can hear... Well,
and that
I mean, I
silent
guess.
Farts are harmless, are harmful, though.
I'm still going to go with that.
Okay.
Sometimes sure. They can't be.
It can definitely fill up the room.
Okay, the answer is darkness.
Damn it! I said light!
You were close.
And then you guys literally made me change my answer because you said it couldn't be seen.
I was thinking that. I was like, it could be that, but I don't...
So it was the opposite of what Kim thought.
I said nothing, but I guess darkness is something.
No.
Because you literally said the opposite.
I would have gotten.
No, you would have, but yeah. Okay.
I think silence is a good answer.
I think a fart is a good answer.
I think nothing is a good answer, too. So let us know how you felt about that, listeners. Did you like the riddles?
Yeah, did you like the riddles, or would you rather we go back to the way
words.
It was, which is how I prefer it.
Yeah, we just want to try something a little different because it's an odd episode, episode 91.
So we were being odd,
and
but
I think
let
that
us
was,
know.
And I think that was sent in by you, and I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Stop.
Yeah, I am going to stop. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this interesting, different podcast.
Yeah, hope you made it through the third segment.
So that wraps up this year. So I'm very interesting that we ended with something different. We love you so much. And it's been a great year for the podcast. We want to thank everybody who's been listening.
We want to thank everyone.
Yes,
they
truly.
Had tweeted about it, but thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Spotify Wrapped. And
yeah.
Even if you don't listen on Spotify and you're on another platform, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, when I started this podcast, I never thought it would become like, you know, someone's top.
You restarted it. It was podcast. Your only host.
It's our podcast. Let's be real there, but yeah. I started.
You are not the host.
No. My we idea. All started
that
it
is
together.
A fact. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Yes.
And we will see you next year where we're going to hit, I believe, episode 100. So
yeah. And thank you for being a friend, for traveling down that road and back again.
Yes. Anyway, thank you, everybody.
Wow, how'd you know what I was going to say?
I just
made that up right now at the top of my head.
It's a sibling thing, truly. Like, yeah, we're just into that sibling
it
thing.
It has to be.
Anyway, thank you guys so much. You've all been so watermelon this year and have a great, you know,
and
New
there's
year,
a lot of people
holidays.
Who just joined us this year, so thank you for that, too.
Yes, you
and
joined us.
And you better
us.
Be, like, catching up right now. Like, if you're on episode 25 and you're like, oh, but they just put out episode 91, stop listening right now and go back.
Well, it's a little late.
They've already listened to the whole thing now.
Yeah, go back and
well,
listen
stop
to,
right
go back,
now.
Yeah, stop right now. Go back to listen to episode 1 and then come back and listen to this last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be 30 seconds because the podcast is going to
end right now.
It's going to end right now.
Now.
Have a good new year.
Happy new year. Stop. Don't blow kisses.
I'm blowing them into the new year.
That is so you're what?
I'm blowing them into the new year.
Day 7 is when your world changes. Now, to break out of the stone.
I'm living
no,
right.
It's 100% chance you're gonna have beautiful skin.
Alive.
Dead or
no
alive.
Matter what.
Alive, Kim.
I refuse to be blackmailed. Okay, so I'm losing advertisers. Fine, but they can go fuck themselves. Like...
Are you Elon Musk? That's an Elon Musk reference.
Oh my god.
It's connected to my mother company called K. So we're working out.
It wasn't always called K, and you know that.
No, it wasn't. It was called Bluebird, but you know, we had to make some changes. I want you to leave a comment saying that was me. And if I see 3 of them, you're fucking lying.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's Y-O-U. Not Y-O-U. I'm saying Y-O-U.
Y-O-U. Why do we owe them?
Because they wrote in, we didn't pick their comments. Wow. Why? That's why I owe you. I owe you.
Oh my god.
Our poor listeners are not gonna.
No.
All right.
Yeah, did you like the riddles or would you rather we go back to the way
words.
It was, which is how I prefer it?
Would you rather hear us stumble through
darkness and the second third wave?
Darkness.
God.
Let us know. And even if you don't, even if you liked it, we're not doing it again.
So that wraps up this year. So I'm very interesting that we ended with something different. But we're glad that you listened anyway.